Good morning, Audioboo Land. It's been ages since I've done an Audioboo, because I've been away, actually. We had the Easter break from school. Well, actually, there was a student trip the week before Easter, the Easter break, and then there was Easter break. I didn't actually go on the student trip, but I did go away. I went to southern Spain with my family, very, very southern Spain. In fact, one day we drove down to Gibraltar, the rock, and spent the day there, which was really, really cool. I did make a little video on Gibraltar, actually, so if I get some time, I'll cut that together. It's kind of my first attempt at doing a bit of a video blog, actually, so it might not be completely wonderful, but at some point, I'm going to edit it together and throw it online somewhere and see what happens. But we went to Gibraltar. It was a really cool day, actually. The whole trip was really, really cool. But yeah, I think for me anyway, that was one of the coolest days, mainly because of some of the things that you can see on Gibraltar, but also when you stand on top of that rock, you can actually see all the way across to Africa. It's like 20 minutes away by boat, apparently, or something like that. Anyway, very, very short distance, and you could actually see across to it. And my wife and I both said, if it's possible, we're going to look into it. But if we do go back to southern Spain in the summer, that we would go down to Gibraltar again and maybe get a boat across to Africa. I think it's Morocco, actually, on that coastline there. Which would be just really awesome, because that's a continent that we've never ever set foot on. So it would be good to spend, I don't know, a few days or a week or something, a short little trip there, if it becomes possible. But we'll see. It'll take a bit of planning and stuff, of course. But yeah, that's why I really haven't been all in. I went away and I kind of pretty much stayed offline for the whole trip. I did a few tweets and stuff, but nothing major. I really, really wanted just to take a rest from online type stuff. I took my iPad with me. And the weird thing was, actually, I couldn't access the BBC website. BBC News and the BBC from Spain. I don't know whether it's just southern Spain or the whole of Spain, but on my iPad and on my iPhone, I just could not get access to those websites. I couldn't see BBC News, or not directly on the site. Anyway, and I did a little research, because it was annoying me that I couldn't check. Even my BBC News app on my iPad and my iPhone, they wouldn't update. So I did a little research online, and don't know whether it's the BBC, don't know whether it's Apple, don't know quite what the problem is, but having done a little bit of research online, it's a common problem that people in that particular region or expats, for whatever reason on any Apple device, be it an iPhone, an iPad, or even their computer, even running a non-Apple browser like Firefox or Google Chrome, something like that, they can't get access to the BBC websites. It's just weird. There's some kind of, I don't know if it's Apple or BBC or what, but there's some kind of something blocking it there, which is really weird. As soon as I came home to Denmark, sites were working again fine, apps were working again fine, but where we were down in southern Spain, just could not get access to the BBC on my Apple devices. Interestingly, my wife has an Android phone. I will probably be switching back to an Android phone as soon as possible. I'm going to start saving up so I can trade my iPhone in. She's was on Android phone, and she had no problems getting the BBC. My mum, it was actually her apartment that we were staying in, she runs Windows XP on a little Samsung kind of netbook that she's got. I keep trying to talk her into going Linux, but she's not quite there yet. Anyway, you could see BBC fine on that little machine as well. So it was specifically Apple devices, which is all a bit weird and funny. I'm going to keep researching. It'll be interesting to find out what the reasons are, whether it's some kind of licensing reasons or whatever. But just couldn't access the BBC websites from where we were in the south of Spain. Going back to school this morning. I'm out walking the dog now, and it's nearly 7 o'clock, I think. And it's a lovely morning, actually. It's going to be a really cracking day today. And I'm really looking forward to going back to school, actually. I think we'll be starting an exam project today, right off the bat, which will probably last 6-7 weeks. Or at least that's what they told us when we ended, you know, before the Easter break and stuff. So as far as I'm aware, this morning, straight away when we turn up, we'll get a short briefing from the teachers, and then we'll like be given our summer exam project. It'll take us all the way through to the summer break, and of course just before the summer break we'll have an exam, and then we'll get our marks. So hopefully I can go into the summer having done a cool exam project, actually. So yeah, starting an exam this morning, back to school, straight back in some heavy work. And to be honest, I'm really ready and keen to go. I've been you know, I deliberately kind of cut myself off from any webby kind of online computery stuff, mostly, while I was away. I mean, I took my iPad mainly just to read, really. So I'm really keen to get back and get doing some programming and start maybe hopefully making a website, something like that. Because I've actually really, really missed it. I've had itchy fingers for the last 3 weeks. So, yeah. It's going to be interesting. I will probably use Audioboo to do regular updates on the exam project, and I'm going to experiment maybe with some video stuff as well, because we have to kind of keep a project diary, so I will probably use Audioboo and maybe some bit of video for that. So that's what's coming up on Audioboo for me, probably for the next foreseeable time. But that's it. Back from a break. Back at school this morning, and really, really keen and looking forward to it. So have a great day, and I'll see you later.